سلموا صلاة وتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب. صدق الله العظيم. As to date, and I've got the Worldometer, Worldometer, one word, in front of me here. The Worldometer has got some sort of algorithm with which they monitor population growth on planet Earth, births and deaths. And when the COVID-19 coronavirus broke out, they added that to their statistics. So they've been monitoring using World Health Organization statistics all over the world, and they are giving us a live update. Allahu A'lam as to its accuracy, but it seems to be quite authoritative and authentic. So far, there are 98,875, almost 100,000 coronavirus or COVID-19 coronavirus cases all over the world. Deaths stand at 3,390. 55,807 have recovered. Currently infected patients, 39,678, of which 33,400, which is 84%, are in a mild condition, and 6,278, which is 16%, are in a serious or critical condition. 59,197 cases which have had an outcome, 55,000, as we've already mentioned, 807 have recovered, which is 94%, and 3,390 have died. South Africa has now its first official coronavirus case. I think it's in Durban, not too sure. Somebody came back from Italy. But obviously, they're not sure how many people were infected on the plane, the 10 people that accompanied him, etc., etc. Allahu A'lam. But it's coming closer to home. It's coming closer to home. Allah yahmina wa yahmikum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this waba, from this bala, from this musiba. And don't forget to recite every morning, Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'ismihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fis sama wa huwa as-sami' al-alim. 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. And even to recite, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Haven't got time to go into the context or the story or the sabab of the existence of those du'as. We can speak about that at another time. You can look it up. Most importantly, the meaning of the du'a that I just read out. Bismillah, with the name of Allah. With the name of Allah, with which, that name, with which no harm can come in the heavens or on earth, and He is all hearing and all knowing. And the second one, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammat. I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His complete and perfect words. And we spoke about that last week, of kalimatullah, at-takwiniya, kun fayakun. So I seek refuge in the kalimat, at-takwiniya, the universal words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created which could be harmful to me, I seek refuge in Him from it afflicting me. Ameen. 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 We say that for ourselves, for our families, for our community, for our country, and for the world. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. So Jamaatul Muslimin, the question we might then ask is, why is it coming to us? Why is it? I don't know if you looked at a recent picture of the Kaaba. Allah. There is no picture like that in living memory. Has the Kaaba, has the Sahan ever been empty? Has the Tawaf around the Kaaba immediately? Why? Because there was a taqreer, I was looking at it last night. And it's basically they're closing Masjid al-Haram from after Salat al-Isha until an hour before Fajr. Salah is only being performed in the Masjid undercover. So no Salah in front of the Kaaba and no Tawaf. You know, so it's even gone to Mecca. When I say it's gone to Mecca, the fear of it. There are no reported cases in Mecca, but the fear of it has gone to Mecca. It's affecting the whole world. And the question is why? A few weeks ago, we were speaking about dhulm. We spoke about oppression. And we spoke about sunnatullahi fil kawn, which is the order of Allah in this universe. اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. Do whatever you like, what you do will be done unto you. And we looked at the case of the Uyghur people in Wugiristan or East Turkestan, or as China would like to call it, Xinjiang, which was annexed by the Qing dynasty in about 1887 and then became part of the Republic of China in 1912 and then the People's Republic of China in 1948-1949. And what has been happening to them in terms of the way that, because of their aspiration for self-rule, they are not Chinese, they are of Turkic ethnic origin. We've spoken about this before. And how the Chinese government was taking Han Chinese from what we would call mainland China and moving them to East Turkestan, where they were getting land, where they were getting the jobs, and the Wugiristan people being dispossessed. And some of the dissidents, as they call them, rose up, and there were riots, and people were killed. And under this banner, the war against terror invented in America, not to say that there isn't terror, all nations, if you look through history, have been involved in some sort of terrorism, just about all the shu'ub, our imbratoriyat, the empires were all involved in some sort of, and if we look at it in the light of religion, there have been extremists which have committed acts of terror under the banners of all religions. In as far as Islam is concerned, Islam bari'um minhum. Islam is free of any form of extremism. Islam is free of any form of terrorism. That's not our topic for today. But anyway, so there were some riots and some people were killed. And as a reaction under the banner of the war against terror, China then proceeded to build, I don't know how many, what they call re-education camps, detention camps. Detention camps. And I found an article It's on the internet under the website called Intelligenza. Now, the content is very similar to what I've mentioned before, like the Al Jazeera articles. On the Al Jazeera website, the one written by Khalid Baydoun, which is called under the title of For China, Islam is a Mental Illness That Needs to Be Cured. And the other title, written by Mubashara Tazammal, Chinese Islamophobia Was Made in the West. Very interesting reads. Go look them up on the Al Jazeera website and read them. And then this one, written by Eric Leavitz, on the 28th of August, 2018. Was there any coronavirus in 2018? COVID-19, did you hear of it then? 2018? 28th of August? Eric Leavitz writes, China declared Islam a contagious disease. And then there's a line, and it says, and quarantined 1 million Muslims. I want you to listen to the word here. China declared Islam a contagious disease and quarantined 1 million Muslims. Who's under quarantine now? Who's under quarantine now? We've looked at that. We spoke about that. We went into the detail thereof. But now the question comes, why is it afflicting others? Why doesn't it just stay in China? Why doesn't it only afflict the Chinese government or those officials? We're not saying that all, the whole Chinese government is saying this. This has been reported of several Chinese officials referring to Islam as an illness. One official said it's a mental disease and these re-education camps should be seen like hospitals that are to cure the Uyghur Turkic Muslims of this disease. This has been recorded in a number. You can go do the research yourself. Go and verify what I'm saying. Go and do the research and go check up those articles and see what the Chinese officials themselves have said about Islam and what they did as a result thereof. Locking up whole communities, whole families, destroying whole suburbs, demonizing Muslims for praying, making salah, putting them in these camps, and in some cases force feeding them pork and alcohol and trying to get them to abandon Islam. And as we spoke a few weeks ago, Allah, la ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Neither slumber nor sleep, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so China, most of the deaths, most of the cases, most of the infections are in China. But now it's spreading. And it has spread far and wide. It's now a global pandemic. And the question is why? Let's go back to the verse. Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 25. Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 25. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة. Couldn't be more specific. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and fear a test, a calamity that will not only afflict those who are oppressing from amongst you. That when the calamity comes, it won't only hit the oppressors, it will hit everyone. It will afflict everyone. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe in His punishment. جَلَّ فِي عُلَى. When looking at the tafsir of this ayah, we find Ibn Abbas, and we know if we say Ibn Abbas, we don't need to read out his CV. Ibn Abbas, Habr al-Ummah, of whom the Prophet ﷺ made dua for when he was young, Allahumma faqqihu fi al-deen wa alimu al-ta'wil. Oh Allah, give him understanding in the religion and teach him the interpretation of the Quran. So the greatest from amongst the Sahaba, the greatest from amongst the companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the tafsir of the Quran. He says, "Amar Allahu al-mu'minina alla yuqirru al-munkar." Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the believers not to ignore evil. Not to ignore evil. Oh, Allah yuqirru. Yuqirru also means to support or to just look the other way. Just look the other way or support or have nothing to say. Indeed, Allah has commanded the believers not to turn the other way when evil is being perpetrated. بَيْنَ ظَهْرَانِهِمْ Amongst them. And today we're living in a global village. Anything that happens anywhere is amongst us. We have it on our laptops. We have it in our pockets. It's everywhere. It's amongst us. فَيَعُمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابٍ And then Allah punishes them all. And then Allah, because they turned away, because they were riddled with apathy and indifference, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bala, Allah's punishment and calamity came down upon them all. The hadith of Hudhayfa radiyallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an Hudhayfa ibn al-Yaman, may Allah be pleased with him, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال والذي نفسي بيدي By the one in whose hands lies my life. What is the Prophet doing? He's making a qasam. Not qasam. He's making a qasam. He says, by the one in whose hands lies my life. لتأمرن بالمعروف وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبَعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِهِ ثُمَّ لَتَدْعُنَّهُ فَلَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. By the one in whose hands lies my life, you must enjoin the good and you must forbid the evil. Because if you don't, it might be that Allah will send a punishment from Him that will cover you all. On you, He says, عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا Those that are turning the other way, those that are not saying anything, those that are not doing anything. And then you will make dua. So we don't say anything. We don't do anything, we just make dua. Make dua. Make dua. ثُمَّ لَتَدْعُنَّهُ فَلَا يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكُمْ And then you make dua. And every time you will hear, لَتَأْمُرُنَّ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ وَلَيُوشِكَنَّ ثُمَّ لَتَدْعُنَّ Every time is a noon with a shadda on it. Noon التوكيد الثقيلة. This is for affirmation, most verily, most certainly. You must enjoin the good and you must forbid the evil, because if you don't, then most certainly Allah is going to send a punishment on you, and then you will make dua and your duas will not be answered. There's another riwayah, لَتَعْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَإِلَّا لَيَسَلِّطَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ فَيَدْعُوا خِيَارُكُمْ فَلَيَسْتُجَابَ لَهُمْ You must enjoin the good and forbid the evil, because if you don't, then Allah will send the worst of you to rule over you. Allah will send the worst of you to rule over you, and then you will make dua, and then the best of you, afwan. Allah will send the worst of you to rule over you, and then the best of you will make dua, and the duas will not be answered. Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. Ya Rabb. We're living in a time أصبح الحق باطلا والباطل حقا. We're living in a time where truth has become falsehood and falsehood has become truth. Where criminals are celebrated and pious people are imprisoned and tortured. That is the time that we are living in. In a hadith, sahih hadith, narrated by Al-Imam Al-Hakim fi sahihihi, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man a'ana zaliman liyudhidha bibatilihi haqqan faqad bari'at minhu dhimmatullahi wa dhimmatu rasulih. Hadith sahih, authentic hadith. Whoever aids an oppressor, whoever aids an oppressor, in what way? By just supporting his falsehood in an attempt to make it true. Supporting his wretchedness in order to make it righteous. Supporting his evil in order to make it seem like it's good. Then indeed, the covenant of Allah's protection is free of him. And the covenant of the protection of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah setting them up for destruction. Listen to another hadith of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا مِنْ امْرِئٍ يَخْذُلُ امْرَأً مُسْلِمًا عِنْدَ مَوْتٍ تُنْتَهَكُ فِيهِ حُرْمَتُهُ وَيُنْتَقَسُ فِيهِ مِنْ عِرْدِهِ إِلَّا خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فِي مَوْتٍ يُحِبُّ فِيهِ نُصْرَتُهُ يُحِبُّ فِيهِ نُصْرَتَهُ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه أحمد في مسنده. That never ever does anybody betray, abandon, turn their backs on another Muslim in a situation where that Muslim is being oppressed. His human rights are being violated. And he is being dishonored and humiliated. Except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will abandon that person at a time when that person would love Allah to help them. Let's get to the crux of the matter. In November 2019, the Belarusian representative to the United Nations read a statement from 54 countries, which they said were in support of China's Xinjiang policies. In particular, the detention of over 1 million Muslims. The statement named several countries by name, but did not include the names of the other nations it was read on behalf. Jamaat al-Muslimin, the countries that were against the policies of China in the Xinjiang province, in Wugiristan, in East Turkmenistan, or East Turkistan, were 22 in number, and not one of them was a Muslim country. But the 50 countries that were in support of the policies of China in Wugiristan, East Turkistan, Chinese Xinjiang, 20 of those 50 countries were Muslim countries in support of these detention camps, in support of this oppression. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انصر أخاك ظالما أو مظلوما. Help your brother, the oppressor or the oppressed. Sahaba said, we know we can help our brother if he's being oppressed, but how can we help him if he's the oppressor? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تمنعه عن الظلم أو كفه عن الظلم. Stop him from oppressing. Stop him from oppressing. But we don't even speak out against those that are not speaking out. We don't even speak out against those who are not speaking out. So, the fitna comes to all of us. وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُسِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَةً. Fear a trial, fear a punishment that will not only afflict those who are oppressing. Those who are looking the other way, those that are indifferent, those that are apathetical, the punishment's coming to them as well. Allah not make us of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, Jamaat al-Muslimin, in the Holy Quran, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. تَرْكَنُوا لَا تَرْكَنُوا لَا تُجَامِلُوا. Don't flatter the oppressors. Even if the oppressor here, according to the GDP, PPP, the PPP, what is that again? The purchasing power. The purchasing power. We worked out the other day that China has a GDP, that's the PPP, the purchasing power, of $27 trillion. To the value of $27 trillion, which is quite a substantial bit larger than the GDP of the United States of America. So you have the richest, the strongest. I mean, people can argue, you know, America still, they say, is number one. Allahu alam, doesn't really matter. Bottom line is, China, very rich and very powerful. What did we say the other day? 2017, every week there were 2 new billionaires being made on the streets of China. Billionaires in dollars being made on the streets of China in 2017. Allah says, don't flatter those who are oppressing. Why? Because you want to maintain... In fact, one of the Muslim countries said, when it comes to things that we discuss with China, we discuss them in private. We discuss them in private because it's a sensitive issue. Because it's a sensitive issue. Man al-Razzaq! Who is the sustainer? China? Allah. You see where we are? You see how far gone we are? How far removed we are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That even as Muslim countries, we're afraid that if we're going to anger China, we're going to go hungry. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. It's not a single thing, atomic or subatomic, except that its provision is in the treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There's not a single creature walking on this earth except that its provision is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not by China, not by America, not by the European Union, by Allah. This is our test. And we're failing it. As an ummah, collectively, we are failing it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about even when we are sitting in the company of people that are speaking, especially if they are non-Muslims. I mean, a Muslim certainly wouldn't say anything against the Quran or say anything against Allah or say anything against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا. And this happens. You find yourself in a gathering where people are mocking Islam, or mocking the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ. Don't you sit with them. حَتَّى يَخُودُ فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ. How often does this happen at work, perhaps? With your work colleagues. Don't get up and walk away. Do not sit with them until they enter into a different conversation. He says, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَنْ مِثْلُمْ. Because if you stay there with them, then you are like them. If we stay silent to oppression, then we, in the eyes of Allah, are just like the oppressors. Jamaat al-Muslimin, my time is up, but I want to share with you something with regards to a technical aspect. When there is a waba, when there is like the COVID-19 coronavirus or the plague or anything the like thereof, a infectious, contagious disease, during the Khilafat of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa ardah, Sayyidina Umar with a delegation was on his way to Sham, and they were met on the road coming from the other direction by Abu Ubaidah, Sayyidina Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, and some ajnad, some soldiers. And Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah informed Sayyidina Umar that there was a ta'un, there was a type of plague that had afflicted some of the towns in Sham. Sham, Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, Jordan, that's the area of Sham today. And so they sat down and first Sayyidina Umar called the Muhajireen, made istishara, consultation with them. Then he consulted with the Ansar, and every time he consulted, there was difference of opinion. Some of them said, no, let's keep going. And some said, no, let's turn around. At the end, Sayyidina Umar, in fact, afterwards, when they were still differing, then he asked for consultation with those Muhajireen that had been present at the conquering of Makkah. And then they all agreed that they should turn around. So Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, afiraran min qadrillah, is this running away from Allah's decree? So Sayyidina Umar very wisely said, nafirru min qadrillah ila qadrillah, we are fleeing from the decree of Allah to the decree of Allah. And we've been speaking about the decree of Allah for the last 2 weeks. Somebody came to me last week and said, hey, Sheikh, this high grade. You know, really, when you really sit still and you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you surrender yourself to Allah, then it's for everyone's grade, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. But just remember the line in the sand. Rahimallah imra'an, arafa haddu fa waqafa 'inda. Mercy be to the person who knows their limitations and stops at them. And then after Sayyidina Umar said that, so who came forward? Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Sayyidina Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he came forward and he said, "Inna 'indi min hadha 'ilman." He wasn't present when they were discussing. He was busy with something and then he came back. So when he heard what had happened, he said, "Indeed, I have some knowledge about this. سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ بِهِ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَا تَقْدُمُوا عَلَيْهِ وَإِذَا وَقَعَ بِأَرْضٍ وَأَنْتُمْ بِهَا فَلَا تَخْرُجُوا فِرَارًا مِنْهُ." He said, "Indeed, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, if you hear about this disease, this virus, this plague, wherever, whatever it is, that it's in a certain place, then don't go to that place. And if it happens in a place and you are in it, then do not leave that place." Allah, Muhammad, Rasulullah, over 1400 years ago, you know, giving the perfect solution to stopping the spread of any infectious and contagious disease. فَلَا تَخْرُجُوا فِرَارًا مِنُ, don't leave that place running away from it. So the advice from, not from Riyadh, from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you have any holidays planned and in that place there is the coronavirus, then the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to cancel that travel. And if it does come to Cape Town, la samahallah, say ameen. What is la samahallah? May Allah forbid. May Allah forbid. If it does come here, and anyone is afflicted with it, and I start with myself, la samahallah, Allah forbid, or any of us or our families, la samahallah, Allah forbid, then Jamaat al-Muslimin, it is up to us to follow this advice, this prophetic advice, that we need to quarantine ourselves. And not think, no, you know, this is the qadr of Allah. Let me go spread Allah's qadr in the masjid. No. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the eyes of those whose eyes are shut. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stop the hand of oppression in this world. But you know, that's also part of Allah's sunnah. And I end with this. Yaqulun, they say, there is a saying. لَنْ يُرْفَعَ صَوْتُ الْبَاطِلِ حَتَّى إِذَا غَفَلَ أَهْلُ الْحَقِّ. The voice of falsehood will never ever be raised until the people of truth go to sleep. Well, I think it's time for us to wake up. And if we wake up and we follow righteous guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises Jamaat al-Muslimin, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Oh, those of you who believe, take care of yourselves. Meaning, make sure you're walking on the straight path of Allah. Make sure that you are striving in the obedience of Allah and abstaining from the disobedience of Allah. لَا يَدُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Why? Because the misguidance of those who are following misguidance, they will not harm you in any way. They will not be able to bring any harm upon you, as long as you are following righteous guidance. And our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in fact, this is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu in the tafsir of this ayah. Qala, إِنَّ النَّاسَ إِذَا رَأَوُ الْمُنْكَرَ وَلَا يُغَيِّرُونَهُ أَوْشَكَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَيَّعُمَّهُمْ بِإِقَابِ. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, indeed, I heard the Messenger of Allah say, with regards to this verse I've just quoted now. And this particular verse is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 105. So he says, indeed, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say that indeed, if mankind sees evil and they don't attempt to change it or to stop it, it might just be then that Allah will punish them all. Allah forgive us and guide us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stand, cause us to have the strength of iman to stand up for the haqq and to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and guide us. على صراط المستقيم إلى جنات النعيم وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام؟ اسمعوا معي إلى ما قال مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضر لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم صدق الله العظيم فيا أخوة الأفاضل إن نحن في هذه الأيام العويصة نجد أن هذا الوباء قد انتشر فنسأل لماذا لأن الرسول صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه يقول لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر وإلا ليوشكن الله أن يعمكم بإقاب ثم لتدعنه فلا يستجيب لكم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي رواية أخرى لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر وإلا ليسلطن عليكم شراركم فيدعوا خياركم فلا يستجاب لهم في أخوة الأفاضل نرى الظلم والظالمين يظلمون المسلمين في وغيرستان في تركستان الشرقي وعند أم الملتحدة الذين ساندوا الظالمين نصر الله العافية والسلامة كان منهم 20 دولة مسلمة فلهذا علينا أن نفتح عيوننا وأن نعود إلى الله وأن نتوب إلى الله ونقول تبنا إلى الله ورجعنا إلى الله وندمنا على ما فعلنا وعزمنا عزما أكيدا على أننا لا نعصي الله ثم لنجد النصر من عند الله تعالى أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل بدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بفضلك الكلمتين الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في إدلب، في الشام، وفي اليمن، وفي أفغانستان، وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة. قام الله وأدام مدامة السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا اعتدلوا تراسوا سد الخلل سو صفوفكم فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps, close all the gaps from the outside in, and please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. اللهم احسن وقوفنا بين يديك ولا تخزينا من أرضنا ولا نستغفرك ولا تولد. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله اكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذاريات ذروا فالحاملات وقرا فالجاريات يسرا فالمقسمات أمرا إنما توعدون لصادق وإن الدين لواقع والسماء ذات الحبك إنكم لفي قول مختلف يؤفك عنه مؤفك قتل الخراصون الذين هم في غمرة ساهون
والذين يسألون أيان يوم الدين يوم هم على النار يفتنون ذوقوا فتنتكم هذا الذي كنتم به تستعجلون. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن المتقين في جنات وعيون آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم وفي الأرض آيات للموقنين وفي أنفسكم أفلا تبصرون. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Just before we make dua to Jamaat al-Muslimin, where's Haji Fuad? Haji Fuad? Are you going to be outside? Huh? Oh, okay. 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 Just get my glasses. Inshallah, Haji Fuad Masood will be outside the masjid. He has something very beautiful on sale. It's the entire Quran on one page. The entire Quran on one page. I myself find it very inspiring. You know that inshallah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala grant us all to make the effort to have that entire page printed on our hearts. Ameen. So it's furnished with a premium frame available at the main entrance of the I don't normally make announcements, you know, for things that are on sale, but this is something that I believe will truly be beneficial, inshallah ta'ala. And you speak directly to Haji Fuad, the person who is making those frames, you'll be outside. Jazakumullah khair. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا اللهم احفظنا يا الله من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا يا الله من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا يا الله من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين ومن عبادك الصالحين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا اللهم اشفي مرضانا وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.